8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, January 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. Lacey S. Orr, age 32, a Golden woman who the Delta Police Department was looking for late last week, was found on Friday. She was dropped off at a local hospital by an unidentified male, according to a Facebook page that had been set up by her family. She was also unharmed and is now home recuperating, a post on the page said. Orr had been on a ski vacation in Gunnison and Wolf Creek before she disappeared in Delta on Monday. Delta police had located Orr's vehicle a couple days after she disappeared. It had been parked on a roadside with her luggage inside. It had been there a couple of days. Police later located her hotel room at the Wolf Creek Ski Resort with her dog, Lucy. The dog was found in that room. Neither police nor family members could explain why she had driven to Delta. Lacey is doing well, the final Facebook posting on her disappearance says. She's quite shaken up over the events of the last few days, and so her family asks she be allowed to recover in privacy. Elsewhere, studios in Paonia recently received a $10,000 grant to help support two new residency programs. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Sharon Bailey, the executive director of Nonprofit, to find out more.
Tell me about the grant Elsewhere just received.
We just received a grant from the National Endowment of the Arts. It's a matching grant for $10,000. It's really exciting for Elsewhere because we haven't received a grant of this caliber. And so it's taking us to the next level. And we're honored to receive it because we get to create these programs for a fashion designer and a musician.
So those programs are new for Elsewhere. What exactly will they entail?
For the fashion designer, we have that one a little more dialed out. The lucky designer who we choose will be able to participate in the 2016 Paonia Fashion Show put on by the Unicorn Arts Collective. The residency is 3 months long, and they receive a monthly stipend.
Now, you're accepting applications for that program. When will it start?
We are accepting applications through January 8th, and we will decide the fashion designer by the 18th. Then that designer will come from March through May and will end the residency with the fashion show that is happening May 20th and 21st.
So you've talked about the fashion designer program. You also mentioned a music composition residency. What exactly is that?
The music residency is something we're doing with the Mountain Harvest Creative. We haven't dialed in all the details, but essentially a musician composer will apply to do a similar residency period and also receive a stipend, and it will end by performing at the Mountain Harvest Festival in September here in Paonia.
So how are these two residencies different from the other residency program that Elsewhere offers?
These residencies are funded, and the applicants that we're looking for are very specific, whereas our regular residencies run throughout the year. They go from 1 to 6 months at the residence desire. The resident can apply to work on whatever type of artwork it is that they want to work on, or music or literature, and it's really self-motivated. The programs that we're creating are developed more for specific type of artists and will end with a specific goal that is more community-oriented, such as the fashion show or the Mountain Harvest Festival.
Thank you for your time, Sharon.
Thank you.
That was Sharon Bailey with Elsewhere Studios speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. Colorado lawmakers are returning to the state capitol on January 13th for the four-month annual legislative session. As part of our Capitol Conversation series, Benta Berklin talked to State House reporters about the national political scene and how it will impact the session.
Joining us, we have Peter Marcus, a reporter with the Durango Herald, and Joey Bunch, a reporter with the Denver Post. There's going to be a lot of coverage, and there currently is, on the national presidential race and politics, and I think voters and listeners will be paying more attention to politics in general. And even though the state legislatures don't influence federal policy, there's still going to be a lot of crossover during the session and implications.
That's true. You know, the legislator may not tell people what to think, but they'll tell them what to think about by the type of issues that we're going to see in this session. I think you're going to see some bills dealing with religious liberty and Planned Parenthood, the types of things that drive voters, you know, wedge issues. I think we'll see more discussion of the minimum wage this session.
I think it's going to go both ways, too, because with the national spotlight being on the presidential election, in Colorado, you know, we kind of marched to our own drumbeat. So while Hillary Clinton may have come to Colorado recently and talked a lot about gun control, it's been hard to find any Colorado Democrats who are actually willing to carry the torch and run gun control legislation, because if you remember, 2013, Democrats ran a whole package of controversial gun bills. Next thing you know, there were recall elections that ended in two Democrats being recalled from office. Granted, they were replaced with Democrats later, but the scars from that lasted.
And we also have members of the state legislature who are running for Congress. What do you expect to see there, Peter?
Back to the Planned Parenthood issue, we have a member, Tim Neville, who's running for U.S. Senate. We have Morgan Carroll, who's running for the U.S. House. They're going to want to hit those issues from very different fronts. We're going to see bills to try to defund Planned Parenthood in Colorado. We're going to see bills for fetal homicide, things like that, that are opposed by Planned Parenthood. On the other side, you might see very pro-Planned Parenthood legislation, because in the end, both sides are going to try to get lawmakers on record and try to get the issue on record, since it's going to play out on a national level. So you're going to see it from both sides. You're going to see anti-Planned Parenthood legislation. You're going to see pro-Planned Parenthood legislation. It's all going to feed into this national narrative.
I know some lawmakers last session, when they had a bipartisan agreement to try to reduce the number of tests school children take, they said, we need to get that done during the 2015 session, because during 2016, because of everything you guys have been talking about, it's going to be harder to pass substantive policy. And if it's going to happen, it needs to happen in the earlier part of the session, the farther you are away from the presidential election.
That's right. I think that we're going to see people trying to write campaign ads during this session, you know, putting poison pills in very good bills just so they can say a candidate voted against it. You know, it's going to be a tough job for voters next year. I don't envy them, and I don't envy the reporters who have to figure all this out.
Thanks. That was Joey Bunch with the Denver Post and Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
The small town of Nucala recently received a $1 million grant. The money will go towards a $1.8 million project to overhaul their wastewater treatment. This is Vince Dwyer, the Public Works Director for Nucala.
The state's requiring that ammonia levels are a little stricter now, and we're pretty close as it is, but there's a few months out of the year when it gets cold that we can't meet those limits.
With new sewage lagoons, they'll be able to come into full compliance. Dwyer says that Nucala would never be able to afford the change without the grant from the Department of Local Affairs.
If we didn't have these grants that we apply for, you know, it's left up to the people, and the people can't afford this. So we'd be violating, and we'd get fined from the state, and, you know, it would just create a whole mess.
Construction is expected to start this summer. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.